It's been 2 years since Babita Deokaran was murdered in order to stop her from exposing corruption in the Gauteng Health Department. And this week we learned that six men linked to her murder were jailed for varying terms between 6 and up to 22 years. And I think, you know, we do need to commend the Hawks and the NPA for securing these convictions, which arose from a plea deal. However, and it took a long time, and were it not for the vigilance of neighbours and people in the area to have provided a lot of the input, we might never have been where we are today with the six convicted. Nonetheless, I think the big issue here is those who are not caught at this stage, those who are behind the ordering of this assassination and other killers that are missing. We really do need to get behind the accountability that has to rise from the orders that were given to take Babita Deokaran out. I mean, she worked tirelessly and courageously in the Gauteng Health Department, exposing tender corruption worth, you know, close on R1 billion. And her dedication to her work and commitment to revealing the truth and acts of these are just acts of immense courage, and unfortunately it cost her her life, and it doesn't do well, and it doesn't bode well for whistleblowers, and it really does put a dampener on the ability for whistleblowers to come forward. So we need to get accountability to the real perpetrators of this crime and the number of companies that have enriched themselves and individuals as a result of the corruption that took place that she had exposed.